Hey everyone, welcome back to Lift Your Moving Marketing, the podcast where we're all about giving you actionable strategies and insights to elevate your moving business. Today, we're going to dive into ChatGPT and how it can be a game changer in how you interact with your customers and how you use it for lead generation in the moving industry. We're going to unpack 7 ways that you can use this tool to make a difference in your marketing. So let's dive in. Kicking things off, let's talk about using ChatGPT for customer support. Imagine a future where customers land on your site full of questions about your moving services with ChatGPT and connecting it to a chat bot tool. They're greeted on the spot where their questions are answered seamlessly, guiding them closer and closer to booking with you. It's almost acting as if you're a salesperson. This isn't just about convenience. It's really about making a customer feel seen and understood from that very first click. Now, I have to say, I've seen this in action. It is not for the faint of heart. It does take a lot of training. It is, at this point, a little expensive, depending on what your revenue is and where you're at with your sales team, but it is coming and it is something to keep an eye out for. The second way that you can use ChatGPT is with automating your FAQs. Moving is stressful, right? So people have dozens and dozens of questions. ChatGPT can be there kind of 24/7 on your site or on your socials, answering burning questions like, how do I pack my dishes? What does the insurance cover? And again, back to the chatbot tool, these are the kinds of things that can help answer those questions. It's about being there when they need you the most without really kind of overwhelming your team. You can give your team the opportunity to make the actual phone calls. Number 3 would be tailored marketing messages. With insights drawn from customer interactions, ChatGPT can help you craft emails. It's kind of about talking directly to their needs, making every message feel like it's just for them. And that's how you can turn interest into action. Number 4 would be generating content. Keeping up with your blog or your newsletter fresh with engaging content it's not easy. It's time consuming. And this is where ChatGPT can really help you out. You can kind of whip up some articles, moving tips, industry news. Now, I would say take that with a grain of salt. I have seen some really, really bad articles where they just let ChatGPT write it without any editing. I would say use it as a tool, like any other tool, as a guide. Create the outline, have it create an outline, and then have you write it or kick it off in some manner. But you really need to take that content, make sure it's your voice. People can tell, Google can tell that it's AI generated. If you're not careful, you can be banned. I'm doing this now in March, and just recently Google came out with a update which blocked and de-indexed many sites that were abusing ChatGPT. The 5th one I would say is customer feedback analysis. Post-move feedback is a gold. This is your opportunity. After the move, you get feedback, you get some, you know, information on maybe how we can improve the next time. ChatGPT can help streamline this, analyzing the feedback to highlight what's working and what could be better. It's about using real customer-driven insights to refine your services and where you can kind of deliver the next time it can be a better experience. But what you do is you take the feedback, you import it into a ChatGPT response, you give it some parameters, you say, and I'm not saying one piece of feedback, you would take maybe a month's worth or a quarter's worth of feedback and upload it. Give it into a table and ask it to analyze it and give you the top 3 recommendations based on the feedback. The 6th opportunity to use ChatGPT would be to respond to reviews. We do this all the time. Some of them you might have 1-star or 2-star and you kind of get emotional about it. So if you give the review into ChatGPT, ask it to give you a professional response. It can at least give you something that is unemotional. And then thereby, you can then edit so that it sounds more like it came from you. For the 3, 4, and 5 stars, for sure, use it to properly thank them, make sure to give it parameters like location-based keywords, moving keywords. Thank you for your review, Sarah, on your residential home moving service that we did for you recently, you know, and just kind of have it incorporate some of those key phrases. The seventh would be to create social media posts, as well as using a tool like there's Midjourney is my favorite. It's a little complicated to use, but once you're in there it and you understand the prompts, it can be helpful. Be careful. It will spit out 100 emojis and it will look like a ChatGPT response. So again, use it as a tool, give it the right parameters and refine it. It'll give you an answer, but the answer is maybe not be perfect. Ask it to refine it, shorten it, remove hyperbole, remove some of the words that just aren't in your vernacular and redo it. So it's really all about you training the tool and giving it better instructions to get you a better outcome. But I would say just for the regular holiday posts, moving day posts, feedback posts, those types of things, that's great. And you can probably generate, 50 social media posts that you can kind of have ready for the whole year in about an hour, 2 hours work. But don't forget, this again is very unpersonal. So I would incorporate some photos in these of the team and maybe again, do some editing to make sure it has your voice, your brand, your message in there, which again, you can train ChatGPT to do this, but you're going to have to get very good at it and make sure that you are using the right prompts. To sum this up, ChatGPT, it is a tool, but it can be a game changer for the moving industry. I didn't even go into kind of the operational side of ChatGPT. This is more for marketing, but you can enhance your customer support. You can power up your social media game. You can get you a better response or better professional review responses. But again, with ChatGPT, I would take some time with it, learn how to use it, learn how to use the right prompts to get the most out of it. Thank you for turning into Lift Your Moving Marketing. And remember, when this journey of moving, it's the connections we make and the experiences we create that truly, truly move people. Keep striving, keep innovating, and let's transform the moving business together. And I'll catch you on the next episode.